on an earthly kli.
V'nishdayu b'toima. And I'll take the Shem Hashem, Hashem's name, and I'll throw it into this toim, into the hole here, and that will quiet down the water. Onanach, and they'll be quiet. So leka d'kamale midi. Nobody told Dovra Melech anything. Izama Dovra said like this. Kol diyodeya. If anybody knows, l'neima v'yena oimer, anybody really knows what to tell me about the Shaila. And he's not telling me, yichonek d'groine. We're going to choke him. We're going to choke him to death. So nosachi toifo kabuchayna b'yatsmoy. Achitoifu made his own kalvachoyim. It said like this. Umalasa sholim ben ishli ishtoi. Omru toiro. Shmi ishe nechta begdusha. Yimocho alamayim. The madach by where your wife is a soita. Allah says you have to bring it to the kohen. The kohen writes the Megillah soita. And it has Hashem's name written in the Megillah. And then he puts it into the water and it dissolves in the water. So you're seeing you being mochi, you're erasing Hashem's name. For what purpose? Just to make sholim ben ishli ishtoi. So, Lastly, Sholem, the Chol Olam Kuloi, here it's a question, so the underground water come and destroy the whole world. So you want to make Sholem between the whole world. In the Lakas Kano the Kamo, that it should be mutter to write Hashem's name in this piece of paper on the Kli Cheres and throw it here. Is Omalei Shori. So therefore, Achateifel said, you know, it's mutter, Dovid HaMelech. You are allowed to write Hashem's name on a Kli Cheres and throw it into this, into the Shishin here. Is, that's what Dovid HaMelech did. Is Kosar Shem Achaspa? He wrote Hashem's name down on an earthly kli. The Shadyut Lutoim, and he threw it into the smoke where he was digging that took the time the underground water. The Nokas Toim Shisrei Alpha Gamida. Now the time went down 16,000 like Amis underneath the ground. That's how far down the water went. Is Kichati the Nokas Tuvah Yester Dover Melach Sura that the underground water went down so far? Omar he said it's not so good. The water is too far away from the ground. If the water would be higher up, it would be better off for the ground. The ground would be more moist, more wet, it would be better for planting. So Omar, therefore now Dovramach went and he said, Chamesh Asara Milet. He went to say now the 15 Shemalasin. The Aske Chamisar Alfe Gamida. And each Shemalas brought it up another 1,000 Amos. So he brought the time up 15,000 Amos. But it went down 16. Lamaise, it still remains 1,000 underneath the ground. The yuk may be alpha gamida, and it came out the underground water is 1,000 amis below the surface. So Amaulula said, Shema Mina, from here we see that sumcha the area, how thick is the ground, alpha gamida, 1,000 amis. That's how thick the ground is. Like under that, already is the water. For the Gemara of Chazina, the Karinon, Purta, we only have to dig a little bit. Venaske Maya, and automatically water comes out. So, Kuri, you see, it's not 1,000 amas down the time. You just gotta dig a little bit, and automatically you get water. So, Shmashma, the time is all the way up. So, Amrav Mishashiyam, Hahu Misulma de Pras. That's talking about like the river of Pras, which is in a very high place. On that place, the water could be elevated more higher up. You just have to dig a little bit. But the real time to get to its water, you'll have to dig down at least 1,000 amas. Anything higher than that is not from the time, it's only from the sum of the pras. That's a very high place. Its river water was higher up. The Kanim stood up in the Shar Elyon that was going down. Yeah. It says they were on the 10th step. Does that mean the 10th step from top? That means the Noches Chomish, they only went down 5 steps. The Koi Asara, and they were standing on the 10th step. Oidilmet means the Mishnah, the Noches Asara. The Kanim went down 10 steps. The Koi Achamish, they stood on the 5th step. Take, this is a suffix. Tel Rabbonim, the Mash Mishnev, when the Pesach says, Ufnayim Kedma, their face was facing towards the east. It was away from the Mokam of HaKodesh. Is any there, don't I know, Shachareyim Alehechel Hashem. That their back was called the Echel Hashem. As now the Tzaddikim was saying, like, we're not like the Rishoyim. The Rishoyim before us used to have their face toward the east, and their back was towards the Echel, towards the Shechina. So what does it got to say, the Mishnah Pshita? If the face was east, the back was towards west. Ella, Natal Meloyim Achareyim al Echel Hashem. What does it mean to say their backs were towards the Echel, towards Marv? Malamed, that the Rishoyim before, Shayopurin Atzman, used to uncover themselves. O Matrizin Kalpe Mata. They used to let the waste out of the body towards the Shechina. Just to say, we don't learn from Hashem. That's what the Rishoyim used to do. And now the Tzaddikim are saying, Pum Faker. that Onu Leko Uleko Anenu. We are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our eyes. For the Gemara Eini, now let us say like this. Here we have two times Hashem's name. He's Onu Leko Uleko Anenu. We are to Hashem, and to Hashem is our eyes. So he's saying Hashem's name twice. For the Gemara Vomer Rav Zeira, Koloime Shema Shema, if you say Shema Shema twice, is Kilu Oma Moidim Moidim. As if you're saying two different things. It looks like you're talking to two different gods. So you're not supposed to say two times Shema Shema or Moidim Moidim. And for sure you should not say Hashem's name twice. It looks like you're talking to two different gods. Say Elohochi Yarmi, this is what they said. Heima Mishtachvim Kedma. The Rishoyim before, they were bowing down the opposite way, to the east side. The Onu Leko. But we are bowing down to the Marav side, to the Shechina. Now, the Anachnu Moidim V'Einenu Leko Miyachlis. And our eyes are waiting for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it wasn't that he said Hashem's name twice, one next to another. There was the word Anenu in between. But hence the word Anenu is in between. There's no avery here of saying Hashem's name twice.
All right, turn over.
Yeah. Mishnah says, Ein poichsim me'eskrim v'achas tkiyos b'migdash. Every day they never had less than 21 times they blew the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. They never had more than 48. That's the most they blew the shofar in one day. How does it work out? That b'chol yom every day, hoyisham eskrim b'yachas. There was 21 tkiyas. Tkiyas b'migdash. How does it go? Sholosh l'psichas shorim. Three, when they open up the doors of the Azorah. So our time is going that the tkiyah, a true and a tkiyah is called three. So you have a tkiyah, a true and then a tkiyah, it's called three. So when they open up the doors, you have to have a tkiyah, true, a tkiyah, that's called three tkiyahs. The teshul atomit shashachar. The shastra brought the carbon atomit in the morning, you had nine tkiyahs. Also, tkiyah, true, a tkiyah, three times. The teshul atomit shabinabayim. And nine also by the atomit shabinabayim. This is how you have 21. You have 9 and 9 is 18, and 3 is 21. So at least you have every single day is at least 21. 3 for opening up the gates, and by each tumid you have 9 tkiyas. Trashi, teishel atumid shel shachar, kisho yumanaschen es nischei atumid. When they brought the nesochim, the yayin, by the common atumid, is how Leviyim oimrim bishir. The Leviyim would sing their shir. Ushleisha prokim hoyu bishir. There were three times during they were singing, shohoyu mastikin. They would stop. Over Toykin HaKanim. And at that time the Kanim would blow B'chatzresayim. They would blow the Chatzresayim. Or Mishtach Venom and the whole arm would bow down. Kedadnam Nesech the Tomid. Hegiel of Perek came to a stop. Tikul, they blew Mishtach Venom. And our called Perek Kia. They are called Kia Shtachavor. At each stop they made it Kia. And every time they made it Kia, the whole arm would bow down. They are called Kia and every Kia, Hoysa Trua Viemta. There was a Trua in between. There was a tkiyah before, a pshuta, a tkiyah at the end, and in between there was a trua. So by the korban atamid, when they sang the shir, they stopped three times, and every interval had three tkiyahs. So by the tamid, you have three in the morning, and the same thing by Tamid Shavein Abayim, also you had three. You had intervals, three intervals, each one's three, so you have nine. So nine and three is 21. Vayta now, how do you have more than that? Over Musafim, a day you brought a Korban Musaf, for you Musafim. Oy Teisha, there was another nine tkiyas for the Musafim. Trashu Musafim, the Yom Shiesh by Musafim, they had another nine tkiyas. Hey, also by the Musafim, they would stop in between three times, and each time they would blow a tkiyah through a tkiyah, so you have nine more tkiyas by a day that you brought a Korban Musaf. Over Shabbos, let's go on every Shabbos. Hoyu Moisif and Sheish. There was another three tkiyas they did on every Erev Shabbos. Shaloish lahavtil libotel esom nimlocha. To stop the people from doing melocha. In other words, before Shabbos they will warn you, blow the shofar to tell you it's coming close to Shkia, stop doing melocha. Oh, Shaloish lahavtil ben Kodesh l'chol. And three to know when there's a difference between Kodesh and Chol. Rashi says, "Ben Kodesh Lechol, Kishe Kiddush Hayoyim. After was Kiddush Hayoyim, when was Vaday Shabbos, Loidi to tell the people Shechashech it's night time. V'yesh Matar Chiyev Skilu B'Mlocha. And you know, if you do a melacha now, after Nacht, it's already a chiyuv skila. So be careful. So kitzur, they blew three times earlier in the day to stop you to do melacha, and they blew three later on Shabbat itself to tell you it's already Shabbat now. Erev Shabbat Shebetecha Chag. What's going to be an Erev Shabbat that came down in the middle of Sukkis? Hoyu Shom Arboyu Mishmoina. That's where you have the most chiyuv. He has 48. Because he had Musaf and he had Erev Shabbos. Sholosh L'Psicha Sorim. He had 3 in the morning, the first one like every day. When he opened up the gates of the Azara, he had to blow 3. Atkiya, true Atkiya. Sholosh L'Shar Elyon. It was special about Sukkot, you blew 3 by the Shar Elyon. So Rashi says, Sholosh B'Shar Elyon, the second big line, the Amir Liel, Kora Geva, Tikov Riyo V'Toku. When they came to the top gate, also now on Sukkot, they made Atkiya, true and Atkiya. And again, 3 when it came to the bottom gate. When it came to the Azor itself, so they came to the gate that goes out the east side. That's the bottom shar. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that we had before on the Milo Hasiris, on the 10th step or the 5th step, they also blew the shayfa there? I call upon them here by the Shar Elyon and by the Shar HaTachtein. They blew each time 3 tkiyas. Tkiya, true tkiya. They had another 3 bishas they were fetching the water for the Nisach HaMayim. Trashi Lemilu HaMayim means, Achas Shemolim, after they filled up the pitchers of water, Vishobu, they came back, Uvoyu Lehen Lazor, they brought into Lazor, Derech Shar HaMayim, they came through the Shar HaMayim, with Nan Liel, that they made it tkiya, true tkiya at that time. Vishobu Agabi Mizbech. And they made 3 now special agabi mizbech Rashi, kishazoikven es arova. When they put the arova around the mizbech and every day sukkis in the base of Migdash, they also made a tkiya through a tkiya. So another 3 has special for sukkis. Then teisha, the regular latomisha shachar. Then teisha, the regular latomisha ben avayim. Then teisha, the masof, like we had before. And shaloish, lahavtil esamin amloch. We're talking about now is Erev Shabbos also. Erev Shabbos during sukkis. You have the 3 before, like Shkia, to tell the people before Lichtenstein to tell the people stop to do melacha. The Sholosh LaHavdil BeKodesh LeChol. The way Rashi learns it means when it becomes Shabbos itself to tell the people now if you do melacha now there'll be a chiyuv skila involved. So when it says Mas Nisim like Reb Yehuda, our Mishnah does not come out like Reb Yehuda. Titan Reb Yehuda Weiner Ha Poiches LaYivches Misheva. You never have less then 7 tkiyas. Our Mishnah says 21, and he says 7. It's the same thing, we'll soon see. Just he holds that a tkiya, true tkiya, is called like 1. Not 3, he holds it's called 1. That's the same thing. If you hold it's called 1, you never have less than 7. Our Mishnah calls it 3, so 3 times 7 is 21. But if you don't know, a tkiya, true tkiya, is called like 1. So you never have less than 7 tkiyas. The Hamoisif, lo yosef al shesha sorum. The most you could have is 16. So Mer says the Maikim Miflugi, what's the Machlokes Awatana and Reb Yehuda? We have Yehuda's of our Tkiya true, Tkiya Achasi. This Indian of blowing a Tkiya, then a true, then a Tkiya, that's called like one. For Rabbanan, Sarva, the Rabbanan hold, no. Tkiya Lechud, or true Lechud. Each one is called a separate Keshman by itself. So it's not a real Machlokes. They both hold the same thing. Just one holds calls it 7, and one calls it 21, because they call these 3-1, they call it 3-3. Gemara says, my time is Reb Yehuda. What's the svar? What's Reb Yehuda shita? Omar Kwa, the Pesach says, Utkatem trua, Uchsiv trua yitoku. So it's mashma that ki and true is like one. Okay, so how's it come out? That ki or true achasi, it's one thing. So the 3, that ki or true achia is one. For Rabbonin, hahu lepshuta lefnei lachrim. There the Pesach is just saying, you have to have a trua, true. Now before the trua and after the trua, you have to have a tkiya. But avad, each one is called a separate key by itself. Who the yosa? For Rabbi Yehuda lefnei lachrei minole nafkula mishanis. It says it twice. For Rabbon and Maitamai, why did the pasuk say it twice? The asib of ahakel es hakoil tisku v'loy suriu make a key and then a trua. No, for Rabbon and Maitamai, what's Rabbon's time to say yecheshen each one separately? The asib the pasuk says uvahakel es hakoil when you want to gather the cow together tisku v'loy suriu. Make a tkiya, but don't make a trua. Only make one tkiya. Now, if you want to tell me like a Yudishita, that tkiya trua, achasi, it's always called one. You know, you can't count the tekiah by itself or truah by itself. It's always counted like one. Tekiah, truah, tekiah is like one. So how come here? Omer Rachmona palgu the mitzvah ovid, or palgu le ovid. Here the pasuk says clearly, when you want to gather everybody together, make a tekiah, but do not make a truah. So according to Rav Yehuda, it's like one mitzvah, what they say, do half the mitzvah and half not to. That's Rabban and Zraya, each one is separately. So tekiah is called one cheshbin. Truah is another cheshbin. So here you could have one without the other. Rav Yehuda holds, Hahu the simna biyamu diyosa. That's only a simon, it's not a real mitzvah there. It's only a simon is fine to tell the people, let's get together. How do we know to get together? So when they blow one tekiah, that's the sign everybody should get together. But true, that's not a mitzvah tekiah. That's just a sign to get together. For Rabbonin, simnahu, for Achmon and Shavya mitzvah, it's only for a sign to know when to get together. But the Torah still calls it a mitzvah. So that's Rabbonin's raya, that each one by itself is called a cheshbin by itself. You don't count all three one, then you couldn't divide it up here. Elamai, each one is called a cheshbin by itself. The Gemara says, "Kaman Ozlohod the Yomer Rav Kana." Who does Rav Kana go like? That ain't bent kia letrua poleklum. There should be no interruption, no hefsek, no stopping between a tki and a trua. Here's a chur kaman Rav Yehuda. The chur goes like Rav Yehuda that he holds a tki, a trua tki is called one, so you shouldn't stop in between. There shouldn't be any hefsek. Shras kohoyim asikim betayim elakadei nishima. Only push it to take a breath, but not more. The chur goes according to Rav Yehuda shita. The Gemara says, treat it like for sure goes according to Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, no. Now the same, I would have thought,